At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Wait, closing costs are how much? No, I don't want you to go there. I don't want you to be getting to buy a home and then be shocked at all these surprises. So today we're going to talk about what are closing costs, what they are, and what to expect so you can be prepared. Hi, I'm Teresa Wellman with HomeownerExperience.com, your local San Jose, California realtor. And today we're talking about expectations when buying a home so that you can be prepared. We're going to specifically cover closing costs and all the details that go into it. So let's jump right in. First, what really is a closing cost? Technically, a closing cost is any charge or fee that you will pay when buying a home. Now, sellers have closing costs and buyers have closing costs, but today we're going to focus just on buyer closing costs. So what is really included in closing costs? Well, technically there's two areas, and I see a lot of buyers get these confused. There is cash to close, which you might hear a lot of lenders talk about, and there's closing costs. Now, cash to close is a larger sum of money because that includes your down payment and your closing costs. And closing costs are just those extra fees that you're gonna have to pay upfront that maybe you aren't thinking above and beyond that down payment. So I'm gonna go through an actual net sheet for you here to point out specifically, but just on a really high level, the closing costs that you're gonna have to pay are related to lender fees, title and escrow fees, maybe transfer fees for an HOA or the city that the property is in. Also something to consider are any mortgage insurance premiums or home insurance premiums that must be paid up front. And then there's gonna be interest on your loan. We'll get more into that in a little bit. Oh, and one big one could be prorated property taxes. So another common question I really get from buyers is, when do I pay these closing costs, or when do I pay my down payment or earnest money? So let's talk a little bit about the timing and then we'll get into the specifics. So your earnest money deposit is going to be written up with the contract. So typically that's going to be deposited into the escrow company 1 to 3 days after you have a ratified purchase contract between you and the seller. The remaining balance of your down payment is going to be due a couple days before close of escrow. And I say remaining balance because your earnest money deposit, yes, it does go towards your down payment. Another question I've seen online a lot is, earnest money legally required? Yes, it is, because it's a legally binding contract. Let me point out the contract to you right here. It is part of the collateral that you're gonna do your job to close the escrow. So the seller wants to see some money laid up front and held in that third party escrow company to make sure that you're gonna follow through on their tasks and they will follow through on their tasks. Now let's talk a little bit about other related questions to closing costs and down payments. So can your closing costs be included in a loan? Well, I mean, I've not seen that be the case for a home purchase. Definitely in a refinance, you will see lenders offer that the closing costs be rolled into it. But the reason for that is you have a lot of equity when you're usually refinancing. So you're actually eating up a little of your equity to make that loan amount bigger. For a home purchase, that doesn't work because you've already got an agreed upon amount with the bank, whether it's 5%, 10%, 20% or more, to put down on the purchase of the property. So closing costs are on top of that. But some lenders will offer credit to help offset that. And so it kind of feels like it's rolled into loan, but really the lender is offering a credit.
Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.